You are listening to The Alex Way.
Aquí vamos, pues. Hola, hola. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Mola? Followers, this is Alex, and founder and CEO of Mola Leadership and International College Consulting Business. I'm helping international students study abroad either in the States or in Australia. And I'm very excited today because I got a special guest who's also on, happens to be, one of my best friends in the world. And she is also from my home country of Honduras, and her name is Fernanda.
Hola, hola, hi.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Bien y vos?
Yeah! Woo! We're excited here. ¿Lo compartiste ahí?
Okay.
I gotta say, I'm gonna give you guys like 1 minute to so we can start building a community of viewers. And I'm gonna be sharing this video. So
I'm having a lot of fun. This is Fernanda, and we're gonna get started with our Facebook Live interview.
So before we get started, I just want you to remember we have started this, Fernanda, because Facebook Live is not only the thing, the main thing now, but also I want everybody in our social media to know a little bit about successful international students.
Ooh, okay? Thank you.
She's very humble, but she is quite successful. So
He talks too highly of me.
No, this is the truth, and you'll see why. So, Fernanda, without any other thing to say, let's get started.
Let's do this.
Who is Fernanda Cabrera?
Well, Fernanda Cabrera is me. I'm an international student from Honduras, from the same city from as Alex. I'm from Tegucigalpa. My full name is Maria Fernanda Cabrera, in Italiano. If you're foreign or American, it's a mouthful, I know. Other fun facts about me, I've been in the States on and off for almost a total of 8 to 9 years now.
Wow.
I currently work at Nestle Purina as a demand planner. I'm celebrating actually next week my year anniversary at Purina. So that's exciting. I actually came here to Missouri, went to St. Charles, Missouri, and graduated from Lindenwood University.
Right.
Same alma mater as Alex. And so right now that's who I am. I'm, you know, small girl from a small, well, relatively small town, but all in all, just been here for that much time and sharing a wonderful experience here in the States with Alex. So that is me in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
We want to stop and say hi to our 7 viewers. We got
hi.
Viewers live. We got Ilsa Salvador. She's, let me see, Ilsa is from Honduras.
Oh,
so hola, Ilsa.
Hola,
mucho
Ilsa.
Gusto. Hola. Estamos con Fernanda, una catracha que está teniendo éxito. Sorry for the Spanish. The next interview, though, next weekend will be in Spanish. So we gotta keep up with English now because our previous one was in Spanish.
Ooh.
Pero Ilsa, un placer. Maria.
Yes.
Fernando.
Yes. Whichever one you like.
Whichever
one you like. Whichever's easier to pronounce. I've learned that's a thing.
This is a fun interview.
Thank you.
So, okay, so you told us a little bit of who you are.
Yes.
You come from Honduras.
Yes.
Tegucigalpa, the capital.
Yes.
And you graduated. Así es.
Yes.
And you graduated from which high school?
I graduated from Academia Los Pinares.
Pinares.
It's located in El Latillo, El Picacho.
Hola, Pinares.
I graduated there and did my entire 12 years of basic education there. So honestly, it was a great time, great education. But definitely one of the things that if I would have known was readily, and this is my dog. His name is Kylo.
This is Kylo Ren.
He's my baby, everybody. That's my
Kylo
boy.
Ren is a Lord Sith. No, he's kidding. He's the dog.
He's my doggy.
He's Fernanda's doggy.
He's a cuddle bug, but
he's my nephew.
Yeah, it's his nephew. But all in all, what was I saying?
Well, you were saying that Academia Pinares.
Oh yeah,
and
so
we said hi to Pinares.
Yes. So
you studied. You went all the school years you spent in Pinares.
Yes.
Which is one of the best schools, right?
It's one of the best schools in Tegucigalpa. Absolutely the best. I owe my English to my school.
Wow.
So thank you so much, and for all my teachers for dealing with me because I was a rough kid. One of the things that I will say, and this is for any new applicants, if you're having any hesitations or any fears of trying something new, apply, especially out from your hometown, I would go ahead and say do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have nothing to lose. You're young. You're energetic.
That's right.
And, I mean, 3 minutes to fill an application to go ahead and, you know, test your knowledge, your skills, your life abilities is completely worth it. I mean, 3 minutes versus a couple years, I mean, you know, you right. kind of have to take that small investment. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
There was something available when I was in school because I just had to go out on a whim, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when I did my application for school, I did not have, you know, a clear idea of how the process went. I mean, I spent a couple hundred dollars on various school applications for undergrad. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure who to talk to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you have someone that can be that mediator and help you through it all, believe me, it saves you time, it saves you stress, it just simply helps everything. So, by all means, take a minute, look into it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. This is an international student's testimony.
So,
and the next question is, what made you decide to study abroad and not just stay in Honduras?
So that's actually a pretty loaded question.
Uh-oh.
I think for everybody it's different. For my own personal growth, I felt that I outgrew my environment. And by that, let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that I felt that was already given to me in the place that I was. There was so much that I already capped out. Like, I already grew out what I was in. So, for instance, let me explain. If I wanted to reach out for a higher level of education,
mm-hmm.
and yes, there's great universities in the city and in the country itself, however, I felt like I wanted more. I wanted more challenge. I wanted that diversity, that growth that, you know, different cultures bring together. The ability of having a new challenge, whether it's by my own environment, by people I don't know, by physically taking myself out of my comfort zone.
Wow.
I think that was really it. The big push was for me to remove myself from my comfort zone, because I knew if I would have stayed, I would have done a lot of things very, you know, cruise-like. You know, I would just cruise through everything, and I wouldn't question it. But when you have that kind of, like, dying thirst of something new, a new challenge coming in, you just absolutely, you need that push, something that you know that it's just you. Like, you're your own biggest enemy at this point. Like, you have to battle your insecurities, your lack of confidence. So that definitely was one of the things for me. I think I was looking into experiencing who I really was outside of my comfort zone. So that's why I really chose to study abroad.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a really, really good answer.
Thank you.
I mean, I completely agree. We couldn't agree any more or any less with you, Fernanda, because it was the same for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can either decide to stay and be in your comfort zone or take that risk and that next step and challenge so you can go to a different country, to the unknown, and grow, come back, and be an asset to your country.
Yeah, no.
Her success is a success of Academia Los Pinares. Her success is a success of her parents, which we want to say hi. ¿Cómo están, general? Presente. And we want to say hi to Alejandra Lombardo desde Panamá. Thank you for joining in. Jaime Aguilar Interiano, Mr. Interiano from Del Campo School. I want to say hi to the Wildcats. I'm a Del Campo former student. And thank you for tuning in from Honduras. Noble all the way from Africa. And thank you so much for joining us. Ilsa de nuevo, hola, de Honduras. And we have more viewers coming and going. Thank you for being with us. This is Moda Leadership's weekly Facebook Live interview. And we want Alejandra. Hola, chicos.
Saludos para México, para mi primo Jaime.
So this is Fernanda. She's from Honduras. She went to Pinares. And she works at Nestle Purina as a demand planner. Great job. In fact, the only Honduran and Lindenwood University student that has gotten a job at corporate headquarters in Nestle Purina. That's a huge historical fact.
It's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
That's huge. That's huge. What the heck? I'm even blushing here. Okay, so the next question is, we know she came here to study. What did you study
Oh, man.
At Lindenwood?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Nobody at 18 knows what they're doing. That's a fact. At 18, if you say that you know what you want, that's a lie. You don't. But so I actually didn't come directly to the States. I stayed a year in Honduras. So I did my freshman year in Honduras in UNITEC. And I thought I wanted to become a diplomat. So I went to international relations and studied diplomacy. Yeah. So then that's when I got my interest in just moving out of the country and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, I originally started with international business. Mm-hmm. So by then I was already going on 20. And it wasn't until one of my gen ed classes, my economics, basic economics class, loved it. I mean, most people tell me, ew, economics, that's right. Not about for me, but I liked it. It made a lot of sense to me. I felt like it spoke to me.
Wow.
And from there, I built my decision that I really want to become an economist.
Nice.
So from there, I did my shift. I took the classes, got my degree. My bachelor in science and economics, and with a minor in finance. So I somehow, from a child who hated math in high school, became someone that now loves numbers.
That is insane. In fact, fun fact, we both majored in economics, and we were classmates.
Yes.
And we want to appreciate Lindenwood University and the Faculty of Economics, because today, Lindenwood, believe it or not, in Missouri, has one of the top 25 best economic laboratories and research centers in the world.
Fernanda,
mm-hmm.
What would you... you have the opportunity to speak to many youth and mm-hmm. international students, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Parents. What would you tell to those parents with international kids? Or what would you say to those international students that are watching and that are willing to... or doubting whether to apply or not, or to be here in your situation?
Okay, so I think I can answer both. So for the international students, I would go ahead and say, question everything. Never be satisfied with your first answer. Never doubt your abilities and what you can do, because I think we always aim low to what we really can do. So hesitate a little bit in yourself, but not in the sense of that you can't do it. More or less in the fact that I can do it, but can I do it better? Mm. So that would be the first advice I would say to the younger generations coming up.
Awesome.
Just question everything and just always give yourself a good feedback that, yes, if you did it good, you know you can do it even better. As for parents, I can say a lot of things. And coming from a very conservative family with very, very, overprotective feelings over their last kid, which is me, I would go ahead and say, let them explore. Because don't shelter your kids too much, otherwise they will be accustomed to fearing new things. Let them try new things, so fear becomes less of an obstacle growing up.
That's right.
The best thing I could say to parents and kids alike.
Great, solid advice. And the last question,
yep.
That was one. The last question would be, Fernanda, what are your plans for the future? Obviously, no one knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
But I asked this question to my interviewees because, as international students, I'd like to know if your home country is in the plans.
Home country, Honduras, is always in my thoughts. I mean, it's one of the things that that I chose to leave the country is so I can better myself. So if I ever have the opportunity and come to the environment where it can take me back professionally, I would by all means go ahead and do it. As of right now, I don't see it as a very solid, concrete thing.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely working with small projects, you and I have a project in mind that we want to work and we want to, like, obviously we're actually even involving the country. I want to give back in any possible way. Sometimes you have to assess whether or not you can physically do it as of right now. Home doesn't define you, but it definitely, like, motivates you and guides you. So whatever I do, I always do it with the thought of home, my family, of friends. So, I mean, I don't think you ever really leave because you always take it with you. So
That is true.
So, yeah, that's really it. I mean, other than that, besides working with projects with you that we're currently working on, definitely, hopefully, in the near future, getting my master's at WashU. And then, who knows? Where's my oyster?
That's unbelievable. A master's at WashU, which is, today, top 15, and I think they hold the top 11 position. It's a great school. And she's planning to get her master's at WashU, which is here in St. Louis. One of the best universities in the States and in the world, pretty much. That's huge and ambitious. That's her. And, I mean, I'm just proud. As a friend, I'm thankful for your time. Thankful for the interview. And thanks for your thoughts and for sharing a little bit more with us.
Of course, and sharing my dog.
Yeah,
he likes
making
a statement. This is my dog, everybody.
Yes,
we're trying to get views. This is how you get views. Get a dog.
Kylo Ren. Lord Sith. I'm just kidding. He's just a beautiful
dog.
Well, I want to thank everyone here for your time, for tuning in and out. I know maybe you're busy right now with family. It's a Sunday. But follow us on social media. I'll see you at moleleadership.com, and we'll be back on next weekend, probably next Thursday. No, next Saturday with an international student. Gracias. And
bye-bye.
Any last words?
Follow your dreams. And so what? Don't let anybody judge you. Just do you. Treat yourself.
Ciao. Bye. Oh my gosh. I didn't know. Before we finish, Anastasia, she's from Ukraine. Thank you. Johannes, you're from Germany. Rich and Katrina, thank you. Victoria, thanks for joining. Victoria Lada, look at that.
Hey.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Remember her? And it was Victoria's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Alice Griffith from Honduras. Ella Quiñones, Miss Quiñones, thanks for your math classes. Hola, ¿cómo estás? I suck. Del Campo, thanks, Brad. Will Yenis from Panama. And Roberto Ortiz, muchas gracias. Thanks for being here.
Chopo.
Francisco Loza, de Venezuela. Fuerza Venezuela, con su situación. Thank you guys.
See you guys.
And I'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. Visit www.molaleadership.com. We're all over the internet. Follow us at Mola Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.